West Coast Sooner tweeted me the other day and said, and he's a big Sooner fan, said, Bill, get Keith Bieber on to talk Auburn and the Aggies. And I thought, you know what? Good idea. I should have thought about that first. Keith, how you been, man?
I'm good. What's going on, brother?
You didn't know you had Los Angeles Sooner fans requesting you on the show. I bet you didn't know that.
Yeah, I barely have Auburn fans in Auburn requesting me, so that's good to hear.
Can you give us an assessment of Auburn Bo Nix through three games?
You know, he's got a long way to go. I think everybody will agree on that. But he's making progress, and, you know, he does have that it factor. You know, you're seeing little progress here and there. Is he still missing some guys downfield open, not seeing them? I don't mean misthrowing. Yes, but that's what you expect, Bill. I mean, the speed of the game is still there. I mean, it's still fast for him right now, but it is slowing down each week, and I think it's helped him that he's already faced two really good defenses. You know, Oregon's solid, and believe it or not, you know, people don't want to believe it, I guess, but if you open your eyes, you know that Tulane, if you've been following things, they actually have a pretty good defense, really good defense. So I think that helped him playing those in the first two games. It hurt him statistically, but I think it helps him in the long run because you've got a lot of guys that are going to be in the NFL on those two defenses. So he's getting there. You know, it hasn't helped him that the offensive line has had a few struggles here and there, and it hasn't helped him that a lot of the receivers have been hurt. But the offensive line seems to be playing better, and the receivers seem to be getting healthy. Now, I think it's a big deal if Seth Williams can play and play at full speed this week. Anthony Schwartz, the fastest guy in college football, you know, he's supposed to be getting closer to full speed. Eli Stowe's been very good. So, you know, those guys not only have to play, but they have to practice so he can get on the same page with them. But all things considered, I think he's in a nice spot, and he's making a lot of progress.
How big is this moment going to College Station for not only Bo Nix, the team, because this will be a very raucous environment?
Oh, yeah. You know, they say you can't simulate the speed of the game, right, until you're actually out there playing, because in practice, guys aren't going 100%. They're not going full speed. Same thing with crowd noise. You can't simulate that in practice. You can play Sweet Home Alabama all you want in practice as loud as you want. It's not going to make a difference when you go to Tuscaloosa. I mean, for a young guy. So that's going to be important on the coaching staff to get the plays in early. Everybody's going to have to communicate with each other better than they normally do. Everybody's going to have to be on the same page. It is difficult. It is difficult. That's, you know, but, you know, other than Bo Nix, you do have a veteran team. And that was why it was possible to play a true freshman quarterback this year. We saw it at Georgia a couple of years ago with Jake Fromm. They had a veteran team around him that made life a lot easier for him and allowed his abilities to come out. And so Auburn's hoping the same thing happens. But it's going to be a tough environment, no doubt. A&M's going to be ready to go. They feel like they let that one slip away last year. I will point out, though, that Auburn was not in a great mental state when they played last year, Bill. Remember, Auburn had just lost at Mississippi State 2 weeks earlier, three or 4 weeks earlier, then turned around and lost to Tennessee at home, and then had gone to Ole Miss and won. But they weren't in a great place mentally. I think Auburn feels a lot better about itself right now, particularly that it already went to Texas and beat a good team in Oregon in the first week of the season. So it should be a good matchup.
Is the defense playing as well as anticipated?
You know, I think statistically things look pretty good, but I think that the struggles have been, and I don't want to say struggles, but early in the games, I believe that each of their three opponents has scored on the first drive. And so what's the deal there? Why is your opponent on the page, on the right page earlier in the game than you are? So that's one thing they're trying to correct. And I think there have been at times, now against Tulane, you look at the passing stats and Tulane didn't really throw for much, but there were some guys open. There were a couple drop touchdown passes. So I think that's one concern. And then another is, you know, to beat the best teams, Bill, you really got to get off the field on third and long. You got to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. So whereas Auburn has Nick Coe and Marlon Davidson, and of course Derrick Brown is probably a top 10 pick, you know, who has emerged as that third down pass rusher? And when you look at the best teams Gus has had, 2013 D Ford, you know, now an all pro in the NFL or a pro bowler in the NFL. And then the years where Carl Lawson was very good. And then Jeffrey Holland 2 years ago had an outstanding season when Auburn won 10 games and beat Alabama, Georgia. So who's that guy this year? Is it going to be T.D. Moultrie? Is it going to be Big Cat Bryant? Nick Coe's 285, 290 pounds. So while he can play the buck position, is he really going to be a guy on third and 14 that's going to get in there and harass the quarterback? So those would be the question marks.
As far as a Auburn historic type running game, is that sifting through now? Do we know what that looks like?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, running back featuring a back who can dominate games. Is that guy, yeah. Does he exist?
If he does, Jartavius Whitlow is a very good player.
Right.
Is he the guy that can dominate games? I don't know. But again, how good is the Auburn offensive line? They thought it would be really good. So far, it's been okay. So that has a lot to do with it, too. I mean, you don't get 1,700 yards, 1,800 yards like Trey Mason did in 2013 if you don't have guys like Reese Dismukes and people like that blocking for you. So I don't think we know yet, if that makes any sense, Bill, because we don't the line hasn't performed at its highest level yet, or maybe it has. So, again, we don't know yet. But, look, Whitlow's good enough, and I think they've got two true freshmen, Mark Anthony Richards, who's been hurt and isn't playing this week either, and then DJ Williams is a guy that they believe in quite a bit. So they have a lot of guys. It's more of a stable of backs. But Whitlow's good enough, I think. Is he that dominant guy? Hard to say. Doesn't seem like it, but he's pretty good.
Anybody in the SEC surprising you right now? Any team?
Well, let's see. That's a good question. Yeah, well, I think LSU's offense is a lot better than people thought, but they played one defense with the Pulse. I think Georgia's really good. We're going to find out more about them this week. Surprising me. Boy, I thought Tennessee would be better. That's not the good surprise. but saying that, Bill, I'm not ready to write them off yet. I don't think it's too late. I don't think there's been a huge surprise yet. Do you?
Not that I think, first of all, nationwide, the chalk is still the chalk, and I don't think anything's happened.
Sure.
I mean, matter of fact, maybe it's chalkier than we even thought it was.
Maybe a team to watch is Missouri. I know they were so horrible that
right.
first week, but I actually think that they're still pretty good, and maybe they're a team to watch. But, I don't know who a true surprise would be yet.
Who do you think's better right now, Georgia or Alabama, today?
Oh, boy. Why do you have to ask the Auburn writer that? I can't win, Bill. either way. I think Georgia, man for man, probably. But I've learned one thing. You don't count out Alabama in any game, okay? You don't. They've got so much talent across the board. But I think Georgia's probably, they look a little more balanced on offense. And what is Georgia's strength, the offensive line? What possibly could be Alabama's weakness? I hate even using the term weakness with Alabama, because it's not really a weakness. It's just the part of the team that isn't great. And that would be the defensive line. So I think Georgia there. But, Georgia's got a stiff test this week, too. So, but I think Georgia probably right now.
Keith Niebuhr from 24/7 Sports. Follow him on Twitter, all his work on recruiting. This guy's relentless, and it's a pleasure to have him on. Keith, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, anytime. Take care, Bill.